This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. It's a waking nightmare, serving life in prison for a murder you didn't commit. And in Colorado in recent years, we know it's happened to two people. Timothy Masters was wrongly convicted of murder in 1999. He spent nearly a decade in prison until his release a few years ago.
I tell people that basically the first 36 years of my life were etch-a-sketched. I worked at building my life, building a career, and the police just come along and shook it and destroyed it.
Last spring, Robert Dewey was set free after 16 years in prison for a murder near Grand Junction. DNA evidence and countless hours of legal work proved his innocence. He spoke to us shortly after his release.
This is the first time I've actually talked on a cell phone. I'm talking to you on it. I'm not used to something so small, and they can hear you so well with like a little hole versus, you know, the stuff that we're used to and growing up. That and the internet, and it's quite overwhelming.
A bill in the state legislature aims to make it a little less overwhelming by compensating people who did time for a felony they didn't commit, $70,000 for every year they were behind bars. Half the states already do something like this. The bill has no organized opposition, and it's scheduled to get its first hearing Thursday. Joining us, attorney Danielle Jaffe, who helped free Mr. Dewey. She also worked with lawmakers to craft this compensation bill. Danielle, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
With your client spending more than 16 years in prison, as we mentioned, you do the math, and under this bill, it's $70,000 a year. It adds up to about $1.1 million. How do you determine the right amount to compensate someone for spending years in prison for a crime they didn't commit?
That's a wonderful question, and it would be nice if I could come up with a simple answer. Frankly, I don't believe $70,000 is enough. But $70,000 is doable in the legislature because $70,000 is what a man of his age could have been earning per year based on the statistical analysis.
Sort of surveys of salaries. Or
surveys
something.
Of salaries, correct. Mm. And Mr. Dewey was deprived of any ability to support himself. So that's where we come up with the $70,000. I don't like it, but it's something that could pass the legislature.
We're actually going to talk about how Mr. Dewey is doing now and his prospects for work a little bit later, but I want to explore some of the finer details of the bill. It includes not just the $70,000 a year, but there are some other elements on top of that.
Yes.
Will you run through those with us?
Sure. There's one element that doesn't apply to Mr. Dewey, and that is he could have benefits awarded to whoever he owed child support to. If Mr. Dewey had been incarcerated and owing child support and obviously not making the child support payments because he was incarcerated, those payments could be picked up by the state for a wrongly incarcerated inmate.
Also, any inmates who spend time on death row are compensated at a higher amount. This is not true for Mr. Dewey, but you would be compensated an additional $50,000.
Correct.
With the idea, I guess, of just the mental duress of that?
That's my understanding, yes.
Okay. There's also education benefits as well with the state universities?
And those are crucial, yes. The legislature has, assuming the bill passes, the legislature has designated fall of 2013 for Colorado educational institutions to prepare to set up accepting students such as Mr. Dewey without payment of tuition or fees. Mr. Dewey got no education for the 17 years he was in prison, no education that's useful for him for employment purposes, and the purpose of this provision is to educate him so that he can get out and support himself.
It struck me that you said he didn't have much education in prison, or at least education that would translate into, you know, a job.
Yeah, he was serving a life sentence without possibility of parole, and DOC has very tight budgets. So they don't budget money for inmates to take classes that would help them on the outside if they're not expected to be released.
I want to point out that this would apply retroactively, and that means that the passage of this legislation would potentially benefit your client. But it's not as if there are dozens and dozens of people in the same predicament, right? At this point, if it's retroactive, it's Mr. Dewey it's basically covering.
Mr. Dewey is covered. Theoretically, Timothy Masters might be covered by this bill, but because he received a civil settlement, he wouldn't be allowed to collect under this bill. But I'm not aware of anybody else at the present who's eligible to collect under this bill.
This is an important point about a civil settlement. Mr. Masters, who we mentioned in the introduction, did in fact get a settlement. And the idea of this bill is if you get a settlement and the amount is above what you would be getting from the state, you basically don't collect anything under this, right?
Correct. Or if you've already collected money under this and then you get a civil settlement, you have to reimburse the state for what you collected from the state.
Do you know if Mr. Dewey plans to sue, or does he see this bill as ample remedy?
He is looking into suing.
And, you know, there are benefits to that because the amounts are often much more than could be under this bill.
Yes.
Is it fair to say that?
Oh, yes.
Well, as I mentioned, I wanted to talk about how Mr. Dewey is doing today. In general, how would you describe life for him?
He is really struggling. He is flat broke. For a while, we were getting donations sent to my law office, and we were forwarding them to Mr. Dewey, but we haven't received any donations in some time.
How much were the donations? Were they large?
One was for $500. Some have been for $100.
But a $500 check from a stranger, I guess.
Correct.
But not enough to build a life around, necessarily.
No. And Mr. Dewey also has an added complication. He has severe back problems, so he can't do physical labor. He could do sedentary work, but most sedentary work requires the ability to use a computer. And he has very limited computer skills.
I understand he was a mechanic before he was incarcerated, right?
Yes.
Do those skills have some translation for today?
Well, he's still capable of doing some mechanic work, but an awful lot of it has gone high tech. Stuff that simply didn't exist when he was doing this kind of work. So he doesn't have a lot of skills. He can't get a regular job as a mechanic today without substantial additional training.
Is there some prospect for him going back to school? Or I suppose if you're flat broke, that's a challenge.
Well, if the bill passes, he could go back to school to a state-supported trade school or junior college or regular college and thus get an education that would enable him to start supporting himself.
Which raises an interesting question. If he sues and wins, can he still take advantage of the education benefits?
There's no provision in the bill that excludes him from taking advantage of the education benefits if he sues and wins.
How are his spirits?
He's very frustrated. He wanted to go visit his grandkids in Missouri over Christmas, buy them presents. It was real important to him to do that, but he couldn't do it. He didn't have any resources. And he is really struggling. He's been staying with friends to get a roof over his head. And he is getting some SSI, and he's getting some food stamps, but that's not enough combined to cover room and board for a month in Colorado.
Talking to you, my impression is that you have this huge victory. He's exonerated. He's released from prison. And then this, like, letdown, real life kicks back in or something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that?
Oh, yeah. And it's something that I was concerned about while we were in the process of trying to get him out of prison in the first place. We get him out, and then where does he go? Who does he live with? How does he eat? How does he get medical problems taken care of? All of those problems have been a concern for a long time, and yet you're right. He got out of prison, and there was a brief honeymoon period.
Danielle, it's been a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Danielle Jaffe is Robert Dewey's attorney. She talked to us about a bill to compensate people who serve time in prison for felonies they didn't commit.